B-Pod Studios.
You're listening to The Owl's Nest. To listen to the full episode, go to checkpointxp.com.
Chris. Welcome back to The Owl's Nest, guys. Thanks for watching, and if you're looking for something on the go, if you want to just take a listen to us, you can download The Owl's Nest in podcast form. You can find that on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever it is that you find your podcasts. You can also find it all over at checkpointxp.com. And make sure that if you haven't already, you head over to Twitch and give Jake a follow at Jake_OW. Turn those notifications on and join him whenever he's live. All right, so the next thing that I want to talk about here is, something that kind of hit everyone, by storm. That was, of course, the Vancouver Titans releasing their previous roster and then having Second Wind, or at least the three of Second Wind, waiting in the wings there, bringing them in along with three other contenders, rookies out of the contender scene. Jake, there's been a big shift here now, obviously, from a completely Korean roster over to mostly Western talent here with the new Vancouver Titans. So give me your opinions on who it is that we're seeing as the new Titans here now.
Well, I mean, as you said, it's a bunch of contenders players, and I think there's been a lot of rumblings in, like, the Tier 2 community and the Overwatch community at large about, like, these contenders teams being really strong, being able to compete at the Overwatch League level. But I think what we saw in their first week out is, you know, it's still early days, you know, that you still have to keep your options open, keep your mind open. But, you know, going down 3-1 to a Washington squad that just lost Corey, you know, their superstar player, and just getting decimated by Florida, Vancouver, they're just not on the same level quite yet. Like, they're looking like one of the bottom level teams in the North American region with this new roster. That being said, like, you know, I do want to have that strong disclaimer that they're a new team, still new roster coming together, new to playing at the Overwatch League level. So I wouldn't give up my hope just yet for the Titans to be a successful squad. I do think it's very possible for them to continue to improve and rise through the ranks quickly because, you know, a new team, you can improve very quickly. Like, you can just, you know, patch up those mistakes, those miscommunications, where an established team, if they're losing, like, it's usually not something that you can fix in a moment. But a new team, like, you can't put too much emphasis on these early results. That being said, the results were abysmal. So, like, it's not, you know, like, the people saying that, oh, these contenders teams could dominate the weaker teams in Overwatch League. Well, the weaker teams in the Overwatch League just dominated them. So I don't know if that argument really holds any validity anymore.
Well, what's interesting about this season, too, is, you know, obviously with this being an entirely rookie squad now, it's not the first that we've seen of this. You know, the Valiant are mostly contenders players. The London Spitfire, mostly contenders players as well. And they've been doing, you know, pretty good this season, despite some of what their records may show. Their performances have still been pretty good considering. So do you expect to see the Titans, you know, was this maybe just sort of like a first week jitters? Do you expect that if they're going to grow and get better, that we'll see some of those effects happen pretty quickly?
I mean, I would say give them like a month, give them a few weeks of matches, a few weeks of practice as a team. The first week I don't count too highly, but I am going to be keeping my eyes close on them, watching these matches, seeing how they perform, seeing where the bright spots are for this team in terms of, like, who's a superstar and if there's any players, like, not really pulling their weight or making some big errors that are getting the team punished and caught out. So I still think there needs to be, like, a nuanced take as far as the success of Vancouver. Like, they could easily continue to innovate on Earth or to adjust this roster, continue to add new players, you know, change the strategy around. I don't know what the coaching staff looks like now as well. So there's still a lot of, like, low-hanging fruit, let's say, to make this team better. But I would say that, like, you know, you don't give them infinite time. It's not like, oh, we can be saying the same thing a month down the road. Like, you know, yes, this week, struggle. Next week, you know, we'll see how they do. I think they're playing Houston as well. So, you know, a team in, like, the middle of the table, another, like, good bellwether of, like, can this team start to improve? Can they have a better performance, you know, against one of those mid-table teams? But getting bodied by Washington, a team that is pretty close to the bottom of North America right now, who had just lost a star player, you know, yeah, they took a map. That's good, though. They got something. It's not like they got blasted out of the water 3-0 by both teams. But Florida pretty much worked them. So, yeah, Vancouver, I give them 2-3 weeks. If 2-3 weeks they're still getting stomped, then I'd say they need to continue making some significant roster adjustments. You know, I don't think it takes that long to adjust, especially with the hero pools putting things in flux for the Overwatch League teams. then that actually should be a bit of an equalizer for these newer players. Like, they should be in that same boat as far as like new meta, new strats. So yeah, let's see the next couple weeks, and we'll keep looking at this team, keep giving them a shot. I wouldn't count my hopes out just yet.
So out of the six players that we have here, was there any of them that sort of stood out to you, or that we should particularly be keeping an eye on to hopefully help move Vancouver towards some wins?
To be honest, I think it's just too early to tell. I just don't think you can judge players by these like really hard defeats. I think if they can get some closer matches going, then you know we might start to see some stars arise. But a player having success in a game where their team's losing, sometimes it's hard to know whether, like, are they just playing a style that enables them to get value, but their team's consistently losing fights. Like, that's still not correct. It's still not a good play, even if you're starting to look good. So the team, I think, instead of focusing on, like, those individual players, like, who's going to carry the team, I think they're still at a level where they just need to focus on their team coordination and their teamwork. Like, I saw a lot of players, you know, on a mechanical level performing just fine. I just think they're pretty far behind as far as like ultimate management and the strategy in approaching each fight. It is a very chaotic week though for the meta, like with like this like heavy dive strategy dominating, this Tracer Sombra stuff like dominating a lot of maps at least. So I think that's not something we've seen very much of at all in the Overwatch League this season. So I wouldn't worry too much about individual players this week, but I think next week actually should be really, really good for individual players. You've got Orisa, Moira, and Mei all out of the pool at the same time, which those are three of the most like team play oriented heroes in the game that are all about team play, and that's pretty much all they do is team play. But which means next week I think will actually be a position for individual players to start to shine. We're probably going to see some more Reinhardt, some more Ana gameplay, things like that, that I think will put the individual players back in the spotlight.
All right, well, hopefully the new Vancouver Titans get their act together. I know a lot of fans who were disappointed with the results that we saw, but as Jake said, give them a little bit of time to try and adjust, and maybe they won't be quite as bad as what they looked this last weekend here. But up next, we're going to discuss how those recent hero bans that Jake just mentioned might affect the meta, as well as what our matches of the week will be. Stay tuned.